It was simpler for Sharon to get a college degree than it had been to go through grades 1 to 12, since the changeling could work from inside. It changed its retinal pattern to match that of Professor Jimmy Coleridge to get into his front door, and took a cab from the Honolulu airport to his apartment off the Manoa campus. The changeling didn't think anyone saw Sharon entering the apartment, but if they did, it wouldn't be that uncommon a sight. The next morning, it took half an hour to change back into Jimmy, who fortunately didn't weigh much more than Sharon. It put on teaching clothes and walked over to Coleridge's office at the School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology. The departmental secretary was surprised to see him.
"Back from Samoa already? I thought you were gone till August."
"Just for a couple of days. I've got an open ticket on Polynesian Airways. Thought I'd catch up on some stuff and get a few decent meals."
"What do they eat in Samoa? Each other?"
"Just for variety. Usually McDonald's."
"What about the space alien? Were you there?"
"Yeah. They think it's some Hollywood stunt."
"I hope they're wrong. That would be so Maze."
"Would be."
There was a double handful of mail waiting. The changeling took it to Coleridge's office, dumped it in a drawer, and held the desk's identifier cable up to his eye. The console pinged to life, and it started typing. It wanted to give Sharon a bachelor's in business administration, with a minor in oceanography. It only took 20 minutes to map out her course of study, and then another hour to verify which courses had been offered in which year. The oceanography minor was easy. She took OCN 320, aquatic pollution, as well as science of the sea from Professor Coleridge, and got an A. The business major was harder. It had taken some business courses as protective coloration in 1992 and 1993 while it was being a California surfer, but things had changed a lot in the past 30 years. Majors had to have calculus and advanced statistics. It wouldn't be smart to try to generate actual class records, nothing on computer, but it could fake a paper copy of her transcript and sneak it into the proper file at business administration, which was also at the Manoa campus. It was unlikely that anyone would ask for her transcript, but if they did, maybe the scam with the birth certificate could work again. The changeling gave itself, as Sharon, glowing job references from two dead professors and Coleridge, who of course was off diving, but could be reached at jimmyc@uhw.edu. Chapter 41. Apia, Samoa, 16 July 2021.
"She wasn't human," Jack Halliburton said. "No human could have an arm blown off and then outdo a Hollywood stuntman in falling, running, swimming. What was she?"
Jack and Jan had Russell alone in Jack's suite at Aggie Gray's.
"You loved her?" Jan said.
"This is so confusing," Russell said.
"You had sex with her," Jack said.
"Jesus, Jack."
Russell winced and turned away.
"No, listen. You've had sex with other women, lots of them."
Russell looked toward Jan for support and got a blank stare.
"I wouldn't say lots." "So, was there anything about her anatomy that seemed strange? Anything about her psychology?"
"I did love her," he said to Jan.
"I fell for her like dropping off a cliff." "But think," Jack persisted. "Anything that wasn't human."
"She was a hell of a lot more human than you, Jack. She was funny and sweet and interested in everything."
"That's scary," Jan said.
"I know it is." Russell sank back into the big, soft, easy chair. "More scary to me than anybody." Jack levered himself up off the couch and stalked across the room to a table with three crystal liquor decanters. He poured himself a splash of whiskey and dropped an ice cube into it.
"Do you think she could have been some kind of construct, sent to spy on us?"
"Yeah, sure," Russell said. "A robot. That accounts for the metallic sound when you wrapped your knuckles on her."
"I mean biological."
"Of course. You think anybody in the world is capable of constructing a superhuman?"
"She came from somewhere."
The phone rang, and Jack snatched it up. He listened for about a minute, giving monosyllabic responses, and then said,
"I don't know what to say. We'll get back to you, thanks."
He set the phone softly back on the cradle.
"Who was that?"
Jan said.